You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there that is got the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and with me today is not just one of my sons, but both my sons, both Carlos and Romario. How are you two?
I'm back on the show. I'm good, actually.
I'm back on the show and good. Can't really expect more than that. This week was meant to be the weekend we saw Tony Ferguson get his ass handed to him by Habib. Yeah, but Fight Island didn't end up being a thing, and now we did Fight on Tribal Land. Shock horror, they didn't come off. So we're on some more filler content. And today, Carlos has got some plans for the show. He hasn't really given us any information on what we're doing. So, Carlos, over to you.
Right, so hello, everybody. This is a quiz I put together. So it's going to be dad versus son sort of thing. We did one of these a couple of weeks ago with me versus Mars, and I whooped his arse, keeping that title. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to sort of plan it out that I've actually got injured and you two are actually going off against this quiz to go up against for the vacant interim belt, because we know how much USC love them belts. So to kick it off, it's going to be the first part quiz, and going on to the second part. So the first part is going to be, what country does the fighters come from?
Okay.
So before we jump right into it, we're going to need some sort of buzzer like we did last one. So if you want to pick your noise, gentlemen.
Mars, do you want to go first? What's your buzzer going to be?
You go first.
I'm going to go with, who the fuck is that guy?
Mine is New Bald Head.
New Bald Head?
Yeah, for context, because we hadn't seen Mars for a couple of weeks because of COVID and him attempting to infect us the other week. But yeah, he looks like Mark Ehrmantraut. There's no getting away from it. He's got a big ginger beard and a mustache. He looks like Mark Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad.
Go fuck yourself.
Right, let's go for it, Carlos.
So let's go for it. So out of these, the first part, what I'm going to do is over 20 questions. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the name of the fighter. All I want to know is what country that fighter come from. So whoever's first, correct answer, gets that. All I want to know is when I tell you the fighters' names is what country they come from. But just to throw it out there, in one of these questions, there is a chance to gain double points. So keep your ears out for that.
Miles will need that, so.
So let's jump into it, because the situation that's going on, a lot of more people will be listening to podcasts, so I've made it so not only will it be easier for you Mongs, but it'll make it a little bit easier and fun for fans to follow at home. So first question, well, first fighter, should I say, John Jones.
Who is that guy?
Oh, dad did start it first.
He's from the United States of America.
Correct.
Ah. Bonus point from where from, or?
Rochester.
No. The bonus point, we've got a separate set of bonus questions. Oh. Because this,
I'm about to give you an answer there.
That's it. We've got a separate set of bonus questions that I'm going to be asking you after each quiz. But the quiz does get harder from the start, so just because I give you John Jones doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy quiz. So let's come on. So the second fighter, Khabib the Eagle.
Who the fuck's that guy?
Oh,
Dagestan.
I'll take that.
No, it's country. It's that's country.
Dagestan is a country.
It's not, but it's Russia.
Yeah, it's a province of Russia. I wish I picked a shorter buzzer now.
You wish you picked a shorter one? Yeah. Well, tough tennis.
That's probably my two done anyway. It's the only two I think I know.
Oh, probably. I'll give you both a chance. Like I said, I made it simple enough for you to get it. But Mars, you're slacking, mate. What's
going
on?
It's the lag. It's the lag. It's this stream lag.
It's not. It's your shit knowledge of UFC.
Darren said Dagestan, and it's actually Russia.
Oh, I'll let you two debate it out if you want. I said it is for the belt, so with the interim belt, should I say? I'll be back when I can. So
let me just get his Wikipedia up.
Oh, are you going for the old Wikipedia? See where he's from.
He was born in Sildar, Dagestan, which is a part of Soviet Union Russia. So I was right.
A part of Russia. The northwest is part of England.
Would it make you happier and give you a chance if I give him just half a point for that?
No, that's not fair, is it? What's the answer you've got brought down? Is it Dagestan?
To be honest, I've actually got Russia.
Well, you're wrong and he's wrong. So come on, question three, turn on to me.
Question three.
It's 1-1, by the way.
It's 1-1.
All right, then. I'll tell you what. You can have the point if you can tell me his middle name.
John.
What the fuck, John?
Abdulmanapovich.
Of course it is.
Tell you what, I'll give you a full point if you can fucking pronounce that name right.
Abdulmanapovich. Habib Abdulmanapovich Nurmagomedov.
I give you that point.
Come on, question three.
Edit that out. What country is Henry Cejudo from?
Neither about dead.
Go on.
America.
I'll give you that.
That seems almost too easy.
Because I've got no choice.
It did, actually. I was thinking, he's not from Mexico, is he?
Is he German?
See, that's it. This is why you've got to think of the names, because some of these UFC fighter names have got names where he's from that country where... He's from that country where you think they're not from. On to question four. Amanda Nunes.
Neither about that. It's Brazil.
Oh, what's going on? I would just slip up there, Dad.
I didn't. I just let him have it.
You just let him have it. Just give me. Did you hear that? That's Dad's basically saying this is going to be too easy to win this.
I keep on forgetting my cue line.
No, I wish I'd picked something like that. Just buzz saying that.
I did.
Right, because it is 2-2, and it's only fair because you are drawing at this point. Do you want to just stop here? Do you want to stop here at question four and just make a new buzzer?
I'm just going to make a noise, and you'll be able to, you can tell if it's my noise or Mark Irvin Trout's noise here.
Mark Irvin Trout's noise. Oh, you got to pick a noise. You can't just make a noise. You can't just go because if you fucking cough, I'll have to run.
Like a buzzer.
That's fair enough, I'll take it. Balded, what are you taking?
The word noise.
You're not fucking saying noise, because if you say it wrong, it's going to come out like non-sort time on fucking podcast, and I'm not having that. So you're not having noise.
It's difficult. You want to pick a good one, like I'd kill for a tomato butty or kill for some tomato sauce.
It just takes too long to say.
Yeah.
It's TV themes.
Right, you got 3 seconds or you're sticking with ginger. 3, 2.
Boulder,
right. You're sticking with Boulder. You're just making a buzzing noise. Yeah. You're Boulder. Right. Question five. Are you ready, buzzer and Boulder?
Man's Thomas Jefferson Tucker.
It's Boulder. I'll deal with it. Question five. Israel Adesanya.
Boulder.
Oh, it was actually Dad.
No, I wasn't. It was well me. I heard my own voice before I heard Dad's.
This
can go either way, because technically he's Nigerian, but he's also from New Zealand.
No.
He is. He's got his parents live in New Zealand, but he's technically Nigerian.
He weren't born like in New Zealand, and his parents aren't like New Zealanders.
I've said Nigerian first anyway, so I'm taking that, but.
Right, yeah, you've got the answer, but I'm telling you, you're wrong on the other parts. He's not from New Zealand, he's from fucking Nigeria. He was born in that. He went to New Zealand in like, when it was like seven.
Israel Adesanya, New Zealand / Nigerian mixed martial artist.
That's because he's probably got a New Zealand passport.
He's a Nigerian born New Zealand professional mixed martial artist. I've got it right here, so I should really tell you because I got both.
You're fucking only having one. So you literally only having one for that. But he's Nigerian. I don't care where you found that source from, but they can fuck off.
Well, that's from his Wikipedia, so.
Well, they're having to. You know when people can go on and change it? That's what they've done. Question six. What country is Alexander Volkanovski from?
Boulder.
Dad.
It wasn't at all, it was me.
can't be biased here.
He's from New Zealand.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Goes over to Boulder.
It is Russia, isn't it?
I don't know. Is that Australian then?
None of you get a point for that, but it is actually Australia.
I remember the flag. We spoke about it a bit ago. I remember seeing the flag.
So no one gets a point for that. Yeah, Volga, the champion. Featherweight champion.
Oh, I was thinking of him. What was he called?
Volkov.
No, I was thinking of somebody else.
Not fucking him anyway.
I'll give it to you.
It's Australia's near Russia. I'll give you that.
It's also incredibly very next to New Zealand. Next door.
I know.
that's a fair point. Question eight. Max Holloway.
Dad.
He's American.
From Hawaii.
Boulder gets that right. He's from Hawaii.
What treat Hawaii is?
I know.
It's a state of America.
Right. Can we just play this like subtle characters?
Is American your pillars? Hawaii is just an island, just like Northern Ireland, but it's still part of Britain. It's still American.
And it said Hawaii, so we can stick the fucking.
Max Holloway is an American mixed martial artist, born in Honolulu, Hawaii, the United States.
Fuck's sake. Tell you what, for that one, we'll give you half a point each.
Well, that's wrong, because I got the answer correct. So I'll take the full point, thanks. Is that 4-2?
This is...
No, it's not, is it? It's going to actually be 5-3. I'm going to give you both a point, because that was my mistake. Because I've got that written down as a way.
Seems fair.
So you're both getting a point there.
The right thing to do.
That is the right thing to do. That's my fuck-up and fuck-away, because it's clearly like under the United States. That's bullshit. I didn't mean that Hawaii. Question nine. Who the fuck is that guy? Conor McGregor.
Boulder.
How are you so slow on that?
He's from the Republic of Ireland.
You had to get specifically right there.
Yeah, because I don't trust you. If I just said Ireland, you'd have gone, no.
Question 10. Joseph Benavidez.
Boulder. It's American.
He is American. To be honest with you, I was looking at that question. I thought that were going to be the ones to throw you off, and I thought you were going to say like Mexico.
No.
That's racist.
Question 11. Petr Yan. Petr Yan.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying somebody else's name wrong.
No,
Petyan.
Well, it's spelled wrong. Petyan, Russia.
Bad again. That's right. What is it? 6-4 now. What's going on?
It's this lag, I'm telling you. I'm saying it first, and you're going straight to the opposite.
Going straight to the opposite. Tell you what, and that'll give you a 2-second overlay.
That'd be bad, because he's lying about the lag.
Yeah, I'm lying about that, obviously. Just keep it away from Boulder. Question 12. Sadiq Youssef.
Boulder.
Go on.
Russia.
Russia?
No, he's not, is there?
You take it. No, he's not.
He's part of the Nigerian group, so I'm going to go with Nigeria.
He is indeed.
Yeah, he is.
He is indeed. How did you.
I don't know. Somebody, I don't know.
I think you're thinking about it. He's the least looking fucking Russian on this list.
Right, I'm going to.
Sometimes you've just got to guess before your brain actually kicks in.
Oh, that's fair enough.
I have to say the word Baldy before you even finish the noise or finish the name.
Finish the fucking noise. Question 13. Alexander Hernandez.
Baldy.
Go on.
Alexander Hernandez.
Yep.
You can't buzz in then ask the question again.
Mexican.
Mexican. Wrong.
I don't know who it is.
I'm sure he's American. I'm going to go with America. I think he's American.
I can't take that. I need an answer. I can't take you sure. I think it needs to.
I've said America, so I'll go with America.
America. Well, you'd be right. America is right.
I didn't know whether we were actually like Argentinian, because I know there's a couple of Argentinians in the USA now.
I was thinking South America, though.
Yeah.
Well, See, that's what I'm saying. In the UFC, some of the names put them off and they're from a totally different country. So, don't beat yourself up. Question 14. Jorge Masvidal.
Boulder.
Oh, that was you, Boulder.
American.
He is American.
I know he is, that's why I said it.
His family come from Cuba, though, I think.
See, that's why I thought you were going to throw this one off. I thought Mas was going to say Cuba again. You got more knowledge than I thought. Question 15. Jack Hermansson.
Sweden.
Correct. So, that's 15 questions in, and we're already at the mark of Dad's got 9, and Mars has got 5.
I need to get them all. But what is lag?
What you need is to get your brain rolling. But don't worry, Mars. I said this spans on. So we have got bonus questions in there, but the bonus questions do add up to something totally different.
Oh, we've actually got bonus questions. I thought you were making them up.
No, we've got bonus questions. We've got a second part as well. So we've got more to this. Question 16. Now, Mars, listen to this, because you need these points. Bas Rutten is from.
Oh, this. Oh, go on, sorry.
Bas Rutten is from 2 different countries. I want both countries, and if you tell me both countries, you get 2 points. If you can only tell me one, stick with the 1 point.
Boulder. It's Amsterdam and America, isn't it?
I'll give you that, because obviously it's Netherlands, isn't it? So, is America...
Yeah, Netherlands. Why did I say Amsterdam?
Well, it's in the Netherlands, isn't it? So, Netherlands, America, so that's actually 2 points. So, you've just clawed yourself 2 points back there. Now,
well, Darren did it with Dagestan and when it was Russia. But
you're not going to let that go, are you? What a sore loser. Question 17. Maurice Smith.
American.
Correct.
You're either going to be American or British with the name Morris.
Yeah, obviously. I bet he went bald as well.
Huh?
Bet he went bald.
Yeah, he fought early in the UFC days. But yeah, he's from the USA.
Question 18.
Pedro Rizzo.
A boulder.
Go on, let Mars go.
I was about to say, he did take that.
Spain.
Wrong.
Brazil.
Correct. He was.
I didn't know him. I needed the points, so.
This is what I'm saying, it does get harder. He were another one from way back in the day. Question 19. Kevin Randleman. Go on.
Now, I've got two here. I'm going to go with the one where I fought with, because I know his name. I'm going to go Dutch.
Dutch?
Steele? Would have said just American.
That's what the other one would have been.
Yeah.
It's because of the spelling. It looks like a Dutch way to spell.
Well, he's the second one on this list to, how to say, he fought Bas Rutten for the, I think it was the Battle of the Lineal Heavyweight Championship. Bas Rutten beat him for that title. Mm-hmm. But both of them came onto the scene like well late into their career. He's from the USA. Question 20. Mark Kerr.
Mark
Kerr.
Baldy.
Crack on.
British.
American.
You'd be right, he's American.
I'm glad you went for British, because I would have actually said British.
Yeah. I thought after the 19, I thought surely the British podcasters had got to select what British guy.
Just adding these scores up after these first lot of 20 questions. That's the end of part one. Going on to the bonus questions. And we are at Dad at 12 and Mars at 8. So Mars really does need to pick up some of these points.
Four points.
4 points clear, but
that's catchable.
But it's catchable because these next bonus questions, I've got a set of five. And with these ones, are not so easy. These ones, for each question, contains 2 points, and that's no giving working out. All right, just contains 2 full points. Just need the answers. How many days did Jiren Jarandamir hold the belt when she was crowned the first women's featherweight champion? How many days? And to make it a little bit easier, I'll give you the closest one to the answer, five numbers each way.
Yeah, so you've got like a leeway.
So you've got a leeway. So you don't have to be directly on the mark. You could be five. You could either be five under or over.
Boulder. I would say 62.
I think it's less than that. I think she got stripped near enough straight away. Well, I wouldn't say straight away, because she didn't defend it, did she? She ended up like, pretending she had an hand injury for about 2 years or whatever it were. I'm going to go with about 30 days.
See, I'm gonna give you both a clue on this, because you're both wrong and way under the mark. She was actually stripped way later than you both think. I'll give you a clue. She was champion for more than 90 days.
91 days.
Boulder. 110.
Wrong.
112.
Right, we'll move on from that one. None of you get questions there, but you were close to the end mark when I give you the clue. It was actually 128 days she was champion for before she was stripped of the belt.
128 days too long after she pot-shotted her on the arm at the end of the fight.
Well, that's
yeah,
it.
I remember that. I was dirty that.
That's why I were glad when she got stripped to that, but she also didn't want to fight Sabo with the excuse that she took steroids, which I could also say was understandable when the UFC also kept Ronda Rousey as the champion when Ronda Rousey used that excuse to not fight Sabo. But shits and giggles. She's not champion.
Second question. So again, oh, Mars is 8 points again. Four points behind. So question two. For how many days was Ronda Rousey champion for at bantamweight? Like I said, you've got 5 points, either or, five numbers.
I'm going to go with 450 days.
Wrong.
No, I think it was... When did she win it? Like, it was early 2011, wasn't it? It was 11, 12, and she lost it in about 2000. I'm going to say about... It's, it might sound silly, this, but... It's about 680 days.
You're both wrong. I'll give you a clue. She was champion for more than 800 days.
Wow.
Oh, it's like 940 or something.
I'm not taking that because she didn't fucking buzz.
940 or something.
Wrong.
I know it was long. She was the champion for like 3 years, 3.5 years. It were ages.
Oh, it was a long time. It surprised me when I dug it up. For how long she was champion for. I knew she was champion for a long time, but this like sort of shocked me. I sort of forgot how long she was champion for.
About 1,000 days. Over 1,000 days.
Tell you what, I'll give you both one more because it is over 1,000 days. So I'll give you both another one if anyone wants to buzz.
1,320 days.
Wrong. Last chance, Balder. If you want to steal this one and you need it for these points.
5, 6, 9, 12. But 1,235.
Ronda Rousey was champion for 1,074 days before she lost the belt to Holly Holm. Question three. Going on. For how long was Nico Montana the reigning champion when she was crowned champion at the women's flyweight division before getting stripped of the belt because of a weight cut injury?
10 days.
No. Boulder?
Chance to steal it.
Steal it.
30 days.
No. It's a surprise you both. I'll give you a guess now. It's over 200 days.
Oh.
And it'll surprise you. So do you want anyone want to buzz?
Hold it.
Oh. No, Dad, you went first.
For it to be surprised, I'm gonna say 365.
I was actually going to say 65, but I'm going to say 265.
See, none of you get that point either. She was actually champion for 280 days. Miles, you were near enough close to steal that point.
Yeah.
Near enough close. So you're 5, 10 points out, something like that. Question four. For how long was Carla Esparza champion for before losing the belt and getting her face punched in by Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
Boulder.
Go on.
85 days. Because she'd lost it like at her first title defence, didn't she?
Yeah, well, you think it were her first title defence.
Yeah.
Wrong. Chance to steal.
I think it might have been a bit longer. I'm going to go with about 115 days.
See, because you were both so close on that, I'm going to take the opportunity to give you both a second answer away from that. She was champion for 92 days before losing the belt. You said 85. You was 2 points. You were two off from stealing that.
Oh, God. I knew it was around that because she'd won it and then lost it straight away.
Yeah, her first defence, and as soon as she like got into that fight, you can already see she lost that fight before she were even doing that walk. She was a nervous wreck before she knew that Joanna were going to punch her teeth down her throat, and that's exactly what she did. Moving on to question five. I always really need this last one now to to pick up these 2 points. Who has got the third most wins in a UFC title bout? The third, not the first or second. I want the third person who's got the third more wins in a title bout.
Boulder. I think I know who it is. So
I think number one is Bonds, number two is Spada. I'm going to go with three, GSP.
Boulder, chance to steal. And you really need these 2 points.
I think it's Spada, because number two, I think, is Demetrius. Oh, no. No, it can't be, actually. I think number two is Demetrius.
I'm going to have to rush you for an answer.
It's Spada, Anderson Silva.
Nope, none of you got any points on this set of bonus rounds. The third person who's got the most wins is Demetrius Johnson at 12. Who comes in second is JSP at 13. And who comes in first is Johnny Bones Jones at 14. So none of you got any.
You mentioned him as well, though, Mark. So you've been close on some of these bonuses.
Yeah.
That's why I was like trying to push you for an answer, because it's like, anyway, so.
Well, wasn't Demetrius Johnson chasing Anderson Silva's title defense records? That's why, in my opinion, it would never actually step up weight class, because.
No. This is title. You're about title defenses. I want the title. How many wins in a title bout? Not title defenses. Like, how many times? How many times did you win in a title fight?
All right. Oh. So you're classing the first title, you're classing them contending for the title as a win. All right. It's confusing because I've never heard anybody like ask a type of question where the first ever win is. I've always answered like defense ones.
Oh, that's coming up, so don't worry about that. There's some questions like that coming up. So before moving on to part two, the Lions score is Dad at 12 and Mars at 8. Really pushing for these scores, Mars.
There's plenty to play for, yeah.
We are going on to part two of the quiz. We are running over 15 questions. And again, we have got a set of bonus questions after that, so don't worry about picking up more questions. On this one is a little bit harder, to make it a bit more difficult. This one is going to be at what weight class did the fighters fart in? And to make it a bit more easier, the fighters I've got on this list was champions also at this weight.
So they've got to be... So they could have fought multiple weights, but it's the weight that they were the champion at.
Yeah, to make it easy. So it's like, so you're not like, say, for instance, Randy Couture. So I'm not saying like, oh, Randy Couture, you're saying like, argue between them.
He won titles at both, so he would still count.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put him up list.
What about is it just champions, or is it fighters like Kenny Florian?
No. These are fighters who have fought at the weight who has also been champions at that same weight. So, for instance, when I say the name of the fighter, I want to know what weight class he fought at to get that title. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
So going on to question part two of the quiz. Number one, Bas Rutten.
Heavyweight. He's a big old beefy bastard.
He did indeed. Fought at heavyweight.
Plus you also mentioned it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I did.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said at the start, you've got to listen, because there's stuff in here where you're going to be speaking about it maybe multiple times, so if you forgot stuff that you've said, maybe think back a little bit, because it's going to mess you up later on in the quiz. But yeah, he did. Bas Rutten was the heavyweight champion when Couture was stripped. Rutten actually vacated the belt after winning it in 1999. Second one is Carlos Newton.
Baldy.
Go on.
Flyweight. I know he fought in an early one.
I don't think they had flyweight back then.
I'm
going to go just for guesswork, light heavyweight.
It was lightweight, wasn't it?
Gonna give you both a chance to guess at that. So if one of you wants to come back in with a new buzz.
Boulder, lightweight.
Wrong. Last chance to steal this point.
Middleweight.
See, you're both floating around the right weight. You just didn't say it.
It's welterweight then, obviously.
It's actually welterweight. Yeah. I say this, it gets a lot harder. So you both missed the point on that one.
I know back then they didn't have a lot of weight classes. So.
Yeah, back then they only had like 5 or 6 weight classes or something like that. Yeah. Only it was like very, very slim. So going on to the next one is Vitor Belfort. Dad.
Middleweight.
Wrong. Mars, do you want to have a chance to steal Boulder, this question?
Yeah. Light heavyweight.
Correct.
He was a champion of light heavyweight, wasn't he? But never the champion of middleweight.
No. Do you want to know? Do you want to tell the fans a bit more of the back to that story, or do you know about his championship reign?
I don't know all the facts. No, go on.
Well, he actually, I say, when he picked up the title, he was, back then, he was the youngest champion in light heavyweight history.
He's in his teens, wasn't he?
Yeah, he started like when he was like 19, he debuted when he was like 19 in the UFC. I think he won it when he was like 20, 23, 24 or something like that. But when he picked up the title, his first defence, he actually lost it like near a straightaway to Randy Couture. So yeah, that's a fun fact about him. And that's the only one time he's actually held the title. All the other times, title defences that he's lost. Next question. James Pulver.
Jens Pulver. I'm going to go middleweight.
Wrong. All their chance to steal.
Jens Pulver. He was light heavyweight, wasn't he?
Wrong. One of you want to get a chance to buzz in again?
Welterweight.
Wrong. Very close.
Because I know he lost the title too as well.
Baldy, your chance to steal. If not, that gets another chance.
Just pass. Go on to the next question. I don't like the chance to steal when it's a straight sort of shootout.
No. It's this sort of way. Dan got it wrong. It's your chance. If not, he gets another chance to answer it right if you don't know it.
It's lightweight then.
He beat BJ Penn.
He did indeed. It's lightweight. Miles gets that.
That's a very naughty point, was that?
Don't worry about stealing it. You need to steal because you're behind on these scorecards. So don't worry about stealing. If anything, you need to lie, cheat and steal Eddie Guerrero. Right, next question. We are going to go with, and on this particular, on one of these particular questions, on this one, is going to be, I want to know two parts to it. So the next one is, at what weight class did Demetrius Johnson fighting, and for how long did he hold the belt?
Boulder, go on.
He fought at flyweight and he held the belt forever. But it's like, was it 12 defences? Maybe about 4 years.
I want to know days. I want to know.
Fucking hell.
Days is hard.
Oh, is it? A clock? Fucking minutes. Probably about 1,400 days.
No, it's definitely more than that. It's over 2,000. It's like 2,050
that's
something.
That's 6 years.
He held it for ages. He held it for like two title defences in, you know, a year.
Yeah, but it weren't. He was fighting like 3-4 times a year, weren't he?
I tell you what, I'll give you both a point for that because Dad, he did win the belt at flyweight, and Mars, you were sort of right when you said it. He did hold the belt for 2,142 days.
Jesus Christ.
That was a long time of a champion for.
Ages. Some of the fights, see, like, here's some ridiculous ones. I mean, against someone like Benavidez and stuff it was going in those fights knowing they were going to win. That's why a lot of people wasn't really that interested, because it's, you know, you put in a Mercedes against a shit Ford Fiesta.
Oh, that's it. Question 14. At what weight class did Quinton Rampage Jackson
fight?
Go on.
He was live, anyway.
He was indeed.
That was only, again, another fight.
It was only one time to actually pick up the belt and defend it.
I think everybody did that live, anyway. Before John Jones, everybody did.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. It was just like a free-for-all in that division, weren't it? Moving on to the next question. We are going to go with Frank Shamrock.
Boulder was heavyweight.
Wrong.
Frank Shamrock. I think I know it.
I'm gonna go with light heavyweight.
You're gonna go with that?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be right on that. He did win the belt live. Like I said, this quiz is gonna get harder. What you've got to remember is, when these old fighters used to fight in the UFC, the weight classes was actually different to what they were now. So there was like, I think it was like 10 to 15 pounds, give or take, in the weight classes to what they were back then to what they are now.
He wasn't light heavyweight.
Moving on to the next question. What weight class did Dominic Cruz fight at, and how long was, how many days was he
Boulder
reigning champion for?
Bantamweight. He was another one where he held it for so long, but I don't think it was as long as 6 years. It was about 4.5 years, so was it 3, 6, 9, 12? About 1,460. Which reign, though?
Yeah, he got stripped, didn't he, after it?
Yeah, which really?
He had it for 2 years, though, before being stripped, if you remember.
This is saying he's reigned before he actually got stripped. He's reigned when he actually first won the belt.
I'm going to sit with my original one anyway. 1,460, something like that.
Right, so I'll give you a point for that, but you got it wrong on the second one. Dad, that you got a chance to steal a point for yourself.
One day.
Well, you lost the point for that. He was actually champion for 1,117 days when he first picked up the title to when he first got stripped of the title for his injuries that he picked up.
So, Miles gets a point for that.
Right, moving on to the next question. Sean Sherk.
Boulder, welterweight.
Wrong.
What?
Chance to steal.
Oh, fucking idiot. I was thinking of when he fought against JSP, which he never did. It was the other one.
I know exactly who you're on about.
I'm going to go with middleweight.
No.
Wrong.
I remember his name, I just don't remember any fights.
It was JSP's rival, BJ Penn, so it'd be lightweight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Fortunately, that one was a little bit obvious, so none of you get a point for that one. But yeah, it was lightweight. He gave up the belt in, he won the belt in 2002, and then he got stripped of the belt because he got caught cheating for taking steroids. Next question. We're going to go with Pat Miletic.
Boulder. And say middleweight.
Wrong.
Why heavyweight?
Oh, wrong. Chance to steal it, Boulder?
Heavyweight.
Wrong.
Welterweight.
Super heavyweight.
Right. He was at welterweight. I said that these questions do get harder because these fighters are going back way back in time. So, I'll go moving on to the next one. We're going back with... what weight class did Jose Aldo fight in, and for how long was he reigning champion Boulder. Before losing the belt to Conor McGregor?
Boulder. Again, bantamweight, and it was another one. He had it for like 10 years. He had about 3,000 days.
Well, you've got it wrong because he was actually the lightweight champion, so I'll take that.
What? Jose Aldo?
Jose Aldo?
He's only ever had one fight at bantamweight, lost it, and got a title match.
Lightweight?
Well, he was taking the piss. He was taking a bit. None of you get an answer.
Oh, no, it's featherweight.
Yeah, I was about to say, none of you get a fucking answer.
It was featherweight.
Featherweight, and he was.
Yeah, and he was champ. With Burrell.
Yeah.
His team
there,
wasn't it?
I thought it was the other way around.
Hey, we're featherweight. He lost to Conor McGregor at featherweight. He got knocked out in 30 seconds.
Lost yeah, I remember that, but.
Yeah, but fucking none of you get a point for that. I thought you were both gonna. I thought you were both gonna jump on that. Like, and obviously, yeah, he fought at. Fought at featherweight. He was champion for 1,117 days.
To be fair, the weight wasn't really a problem. It was the how many fucking days did he hold it afterwards that was a true problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. This is a quiz. It's all about a quiz. If it were an easy quiz, I might as well have just said, here, mate, it's fucking answers. So anyway, on to the next one. We're going to go with Evan Tanner.
Welterweight.
Wrong. Boulder, chance to steal.
Middleweight.
He was indeed at middleweight. So you do pick up a point for that. On to the next question. We are going to go with... Matt Hughes.
Boulder.
Dad were first.
He's part of that old welterweight trifecta with Matt Serra and GSP.
He is indeed. He is from welterweight.
Another one who only could hold the title until his first defence.
Well, so he won the title from Carlos Newton and he actually lost the title to BJ Penn. He was another one. He held the title for a surprising long time. He held the title for 820 days. Moving on to our next one. We'll go with Marie Smith.
Boulder and say flyweight.
No, he's from
far off.
So I'm going to go heavyweight.
Well, Dad got a chance to steal that.
Who did you say?
Marie Smith.
I thought you said Marie Smith.
Who the fuck's Marie Smith?
Well, that's why I guessed and said like early because I thought you said a girl.
Marie Smith. It was called.
We said Marie Smith. Anyway, Dad got it right. Anyway, so
I got it right. Moving on to the next one. We're going on with the last one to pick up the last point of this part two is Dave Manier.
I'll go middleweight.
Well, your first answer is the fucking correct answer. You got that right?
I don't even know the guy.
He was way back in the day. He was, I looked this up, but I'm pretty sure I've saw it before. I think he was the first middleweight champion who won the belt. Right, so that's the end of the part two. How are you both feeling after that?
I think I'm whooped him.
I think the scores might be a bit level.
We'll see. Let's see the scores on the doors. I think I did enough in that second part to keep you at bay. But there were some... The more brutal ones were when you had to fucking work out how long they'd been champion for.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. This is, like I said, it's not going to be easy.
I can get my calendar out.
The points, the scores on the doors are 19-13. Going off to that moving one. So, quote me if I'm wrong. How many points clear are you there from
plus,
there?
Plus six.
You're plus six. These next five bonus question marks, and you need to get these next five ones, and I will throw three of these questions as 2 points in. So, the first one is a 2 point question of the last set of bonus questions. I want the fifth person for the most title defences in the UFC. So the fifth.
I'm letting go. I'm letting Mars have it. I'm just do with it.
Who wants to come in hot on this one? So the fifth person with the most title defences in the UFC.
Baldy. Probably Max Holloway.
Wrong.
I'd go with then Dominic Cruz.
Wrong. Baldy, chance to steal it back.
Anderson Silva.
Wrong. Last chance to steal this, or all these points float away like Luke Rockhold's career.
Because it's not going to be everywhere, because they didn't. That belt gets hot potatoed around a lot. It's not the three we've already mentioned. So is it going to be like someone like? Is it going to be Burrell? Is it going to be Aldo? I'm going to go with Burrell.
Oh,
I would have said Aldo.
I was about to say, none of you get a point on this. You were right on your first one before you changed it. It was, in fact, Jose Aldo. He comes in at 7 title defences before he lost the fight to McGregor. I'd say he was the first featherweight champion, weren't he, before losing the fight. So, fortunately, no one gets a point for that one. So, we stay on 19-13. This next question. This person was champion for 2,457 days. Who was it, and what weight class was this person champion in?
2,457 days. How many years is that?
A lot. So, probably 7 years, something like that.
The person who's been a champion for this long, been a champion for a long ass time. To give you a clue, don't think of any females, because they haven't been around, the weight classes haven't been around that long enough to.
Bit George St. Pierre, someone. Bald George St. Pierre.
Incorrect.
I think with it being that long, I'm going to have to say Spider.
That is the correct answer. Anderson Spider-Silva was the reigning middleweight champion for 2,457 days before losing the belt.
There are only a couple that it could have been.
That's what I thought, GSP.
GSP or Demetrius would have been the ones I would have gone for. But I think we mentioned how long Demetrius was a champion earlier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The listening to part of it comes in handy. So Dad picks up point for that one. So the score on the doors is 20-13. Mars, you need these last 3 points. These last 3 points, I think.
I can't win. There's only 3 points. It's 20-13.
No. These three questions all equal out to 2 points each.
That's still only six.
So come on, Carlos, do your maths. 20-13. If I get 6 points,
on the last one,
we can change it. Wrong.
Oh yeah.
I didn't think you were going to be this shit, Baldy. I'm only playing with you. It's only a bit of fun. On the last one, we'll change it. On the last one, because we've had 5 bonus questions and they are quite hard. On the last question, I'll give that a five point answer because that. This one's going to be a quite tough one because either way, Dad's got this in the bag. So question 3, and this one was you definitely need this one because this one is the toughest question of them all. Just to put it out there, I'll let you all think about it. So don't buzz straight away. You're going to need to think. Who missed weight for their title fight in November of 2005, and to give you a clue, it was at welterweight. Who was the fighter to miss weight? Go on.
You go, Darren.
That's that 15 years ago.
So in 2005, who was the fighter to give you a couple of clues? It was in the welterweight division, and he wasn't the champion. He was the challenger, and he missed weight. He came in at 172.5.
15 years ago.
And the question, just think about who were the champion around that time. And the person didn't have that many title defences.
I don't know why, but I keep getting Josh Koscheck in my brain, so I'm just going to say Josh Koscheck.
Wrong. Boulder, you got a chance to steal it.
Matt Serra.
Wrong.
So, he would never have done it. I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue.
Right, so then point forward. The person who would miss weight in 2005... He was forced to challenge Matt Hughes for the welterweight title, and he missed weight. Like I said, 172.5 pounds was the fighter, Joe Riggs. Like I said, that was the most difficult question of them all. So no one gets a point on that.
In 2005, I would have been like 9, 10 year old. I just discovered what football was. I didn't know what anything else was.
He's still on there. going on to question 4 now. Bit of fun. The last two questions about the tough series of the UFC. Who was the winner of Tough 5 to get the contract to fight for the UFC? In Tough 5, who won it?
I have not got the foggiest clue.
No. I couldn't even guess the name, to be fair. Tony Ferguson.
No, wrong.
I know Sanchez won, but I think that was like season one.
That was definitely season one with Sanchez and Forrest Griffin.
I remember Bisping won season 3.
Probably that Robbie Lawler, isn't it? Oh, shit.
I just can't... A name isn't even coming into my head. Let's try... I think Kelvin Gastelum won the first season of Tough Brazil. Let's try Uriah Hall.
Uriah Hall? No, he never would, did he?
Go on. What were you saying, Mars?
Oh, no, go on.
Well, you're both wrong on that. Do you want to... Both you just want to... Take another guess.
And that was the best guessing I could come up with.
Nah, probably like Chris Lieben or something. I don't know.
Right, well them points float away. The winner of Tough 5 was Nate Diaz when he came in. Yeah, he came in very young, didn't he? He came in off the back of Nick Diaz when Nick Diaz told him that he should do it. When Nick Diaz turned down the offer to actually do it himself.
I thought that was much later on, though.
Yeah, Nate turned down. Nate came into the Ultimate Fighter 5 because I think Nick Diaz turned down the opportunity. I think for the Ultimate Fighter 1 or 2 or something like that. Yeah. That he turned down.
So yeah, he was the winner of that. So the scores on the doors, unfortunately, down to this last question, but we'll do it anyway for the funds. But scores on the doors is Dad's on 20 and Miles is on 30. But we'll throw this last question out. On what tough series was tough three when Michael Bisping won the series? What was that series actually called? Who was actually the coaches, the head coaches for that series of tough three? And this was a big, bearing in mind, and I'll give you a couple of clues, because this was one of the biggest toughs, far from tough one, when Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner drew, because it was one of the biggest rivalries known to the UFC. The person who were involved was, at one point, very close to, if not, you could say, best friends with Dana White himself.
It's Ortiz versus, I want to say, I know Rampage has faced Evans on a tough. I want to say Liddell.
Yeah, it was Liddell. I think it was Liddell. It was Ortiz and Liddell, wasn't it?
Oh, you're both wrong. I tell you, I'll give you that. I'll give you both the Ortiz part, but it was not Liddell, unfortunately. Liddell did not face him on the tough series.
Would have been like Wanderlei then or something like that.
Wanderlei was only on the tough series with Chael Sonnen once.
Yeah, I know it was, but
is it going to be Evans then? No, I don't think Evans were there.
Do you want me to?
I remember Evans' face.
Oh, it was Couture, wasn't it?
Do you want me to give you a clue on part two of the question? You've already said his name.
So it's Jackson then, Rampage Jackson?
Nope. Incorrect. A couple more guesses and then the points are, like I said, floor to where.
It's about Randy Couture or something. Ortiz versus Couture.
No, Dad's already said Randy Couture. It's not Couture.
Who were the
biggest names back then in when the UFC first started out, when Zuffa and the Petitas decided that they needed to do tough to make the money to keep UFC going?
It was Ken Shamrock.
It was indeed. Miles gets the... Tell you what then, Miles, you at least you've pulled yourself back. 5 points there. Dad, with the ending scores, Dad is on 20 and Miles is on 18.
Well played.
That were brilliant to play by both of you. Did you enjoy that?
No.
Some of the questions were a bit dodgy, yeah.
Then getting the days, God, they were brutal.
Wanted to make a quiz that make you actually think of, not just getting bored, but actually just thinking about, who the fuck is that guy?
It was surprising how many days some of them people were champion, though.
Yeah, some of them over 6-7 years, that's mental, that.
Definitely.
You don't even think of the UFC even going that long.
No.
Well, UFC, before it came UFC 1, it actually was called like No Hold Bars, weren't it? For about the first like 3 or 4 events in like Brazil and that lot, like, before it got like, I think it was like sanctioned in like Florida or something like that.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a second whooping, Mars.
I will get back and I will break my duck.
I will avenge my loss.
Well, that's it. Maybe next time I can come back to challenge for the interim belt, because I think I might be injured for a couple of weeks. So maybe next time you can come back and do another quiz and challenge Dad for the interim belt.
I will do the questions next time and then you two can go up against each other.
Yeah, seems fair. That's the end of the show, folks. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby. Follow Carlos here at Kirby_Carlos. Follow the show at FireBrownsPod. Follow Mars around the streets of Burnley because he doesn't do Twitter. Thank you all for listening. And that is the end.
Adios, amigos.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.